Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34 and 1. Amen. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. We want to welcome our listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. Amen. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. Amen. Here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We are going to have prayer at the end of the message today. So if you want prayer, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice in it. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ around the whole world. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Ryle, who is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. If you want to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email her at yrowellfi0@gmail.com or connect with her on Facebook, Prophet Yvonne Ryle or Yvonne Ryle, and you can inbox her there. Amen. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord, for he is worthy of all of our praises. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm just going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for another day. Father God, we thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, your peace, and your understanding. Father God, we just thank you for making a way out of no way, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you honor and glory, and we magnify and glorify your holy name, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, as we come praying, oh Father God, we come praying for peace in the land, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray that you will save souls all through the land, oh God, for the glory of God. We just give you praise. We just give you honor, Lord, for you are worthy of all our praises, oh God. Father God, we just thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father. We thank you, Father God, for Jesus. We just give you praise and honor and glory for even now, God. We just thank you for what you're getting ready to do for your people all over the land, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you for making a way out of no way for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for thou art Jehovah Jireh. And we know that thou art able to make a way when it seems no way. Oh, God, we just said thank you for it even now, Father. We thank you for the breath of life. We thank you, Father God, for all things, oh, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are God and there is no other God. Father God, we just thank you for the healing in the minds and the body and the souls of your people, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch your heart right now, Father. Touch your soul right now, Father God, and heal, deliver, and set free, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just said thank you. Our God, we just said thank you. We give you praise and glory, Father God, for you are worthy of all of our praises, God. Father God, we just thank you right now, Father God, for saving somebody's son, saving somebody's daughter, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and bringing them out of sin, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh God, we just praise you for it even now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for cleaning them up, oh God, for your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just said thank you. Oh God, we just said thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. We just thank you for all things, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come praying for those who are sick, those who have lost loved ones. We pray for those who are behind prison bars. We pray for the orphanages, Father. We pray, Father God, that you will comfort them right where they are, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We just give you praise, Father, for it even now, Father God. We just thank you for comforting them, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for showing them that you love them, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you for your everlasting love, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Glory be unto God, who is worthy of all of our praises. The message today will come from Luke, the second chapter. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the word of God reads, I'm starting in Luke chapter 2 at verse number 10. And the word of God reads, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass that the angel was gone away from them into the heaven. The shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them according this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherd returned, glorifying and praising God for all things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Amen. We're going to stop reading right there, but in your own devotional time, we want to encourage you to go back and read the entirety of the chapter before and the chapter after. Amen. Glory be to God. The title of the message today is to praise God for Jesus. Praise God for Jesus. The scripture said unto us that the shepherd returned, glorified and praising God for all things that they had heard and had seen as it was told unto them. Well, the shepherds had been told that a Savior had been born, hallelujah, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And they came to praise God for Jesus. The word of God said that they came seeking the thing that the angel had announced, the birth of the Savior. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They came to praise God for Jesus. I wonder, my God, who and what are you praising God for? Hallelujah. Many praise God for their houses. We say, Lord, I praise you for my house on the hill. Lord, I praise you for my Cadillac. Lord, I praise you for my husband and my wife. Lord, I praise you for my riches and my wealth. Lord, I praise you, Father. Glory be to God. I praise you for everything that you have given unto me. Glory be to God. I praise you. Glory be to God. And while many times we stop right there and praise God for the things, but do we really praise God for Jesus? Glory be to God. Well, you said, preacher, what do you mean by praising God for Jesus? If it had not been for Jesus, where would we be? Glory be to God. See, the angels had brought a message unto the shepherds. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That a Savior would be born. Hallelujah. That the Savior had been born in the city of David. Glory be to
God, what good news it was. Glory be to God, my God. Hallelujah, that the Savior of the world had been born. Glory be to God. That's why we ought to praise God for Jesus, because Jesus came in the flesh, that we might have life through him. Thanking God for Jesus. Glory be to God. We praise God for many of things, but do we ever just stop and say, Lord, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for the blood that Jesus shed. I thank you that he died upon the cross that I might live. I thank you for all that he went through that I might be forgiven of my sin. Oh, my God, we ought to praise God for Jesus. Oh, my God, there's nothing wrong with having things. Glory be to God. And God wants us to be blessed. He wants us to have things. But we also sometimes say, Lord, I thank you for Jesus. Oh, my God, because if it had not been for Jesus, glory be to God. And I could say about me, I would be bound into hell. Glory be to God, if it had not been for Jesus coming and dying for my sins. Glory be to God, if it had not been for the blood that he shed that washes away my sins. Glory be to God, I have to thank God for Jesus. If it wasn't for him, glory be to God, the blood that he shed, God, oh my God, my deliverance, my healing, oh my God, hallelujah, we ought to pray for Jesus, hallelujah to Jesus. Sometimes we just forget to praise him for Jesus, for sending his only begotten son into the world to die for our sins, because he was not guilty, glory be to God, but yet he was born into the world, hallelujah, to die for the sins of the world. We ought to thank God for Jesus. Oh my God, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, we can praise God. Hallelujah for many things, glory be to God. And many times when you hear people praising, they're praising about things, but they're not praising for Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. Ah, God, we ought to be praising God for Jesus. We ought to be praising God for who Jesus is. We ought to praise God for the Savior. We ought to praise God for his deliverance. We ought to praise God for what he's already done through Jesus. We ought to praise God for eternal life. We ought to praise God for Jesus. Oh, God, we need to praise God for Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. We ought to praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to help them praise God for Jesus. But if it had not been for Jesus, where would we be if it had not been for Jesus? Oh, glory be to God. See, the Bible says that the shepherd come looking for Jesus. Glory be to God, because they wanted to see and know who he was. Oh, glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. And the Bible says that when they had seen him, they went around and they were praise and glorifying God for Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. We ought to praise him. Glory be to God every day of our life for Jesus. Glory be to God. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Glory be to God. That's the reason we ought to praise God for Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. We need to praise God at all times for the Son of God. We ought to praise God for what he's done at the cross for you and for me. We ought to praise God for Jesus. Our holy is the Lamb of God. We ought to praise God. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. We ought to glorify his name. Oh, glory to God. We ought to lift his name on high. Praise his holy name, for he is worthy of all of our praise. We also praise Jesus. Glory be to God. We also praise God. Hallelujah. For Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. Glory be to God. He was wounded and he was pierced in his body for us. We ought to praise God for Jesus. We ought to praise Jesus. Glory be to God. We need to praise him every day of our lives for all the things that he went through. Glory be to God. We ought to praise God for Jesus and the cross that he carried at Calvary Hill. We ought ought to praise God. Hallelujah. We ought to praise Him. Glory be to God. We need to praise Him every day, every minute and every second of every hour. We need to praise God for Jesus. Glory be to God. We ought to praise Him for the blood. Hallelujah. That was shed for the world. We ought to praise Him for the blood that washed away our sins. We ought to praise Him. We ought to praise His holy name, for He is worthy of all of our praises. We ought to lift up the name of Jesus and praise His holy name. We ought to praise God. Glory be to God. We ought to praise Him. We ought to give Him the highest praise. We ought to say, hallelujah, Lord, I thank You for Jesus. Glory be to God. We ought to praise His holy name, for He is worthy of all of our praises. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We ought to praise the Lord. Glory be to God. We ought to praise God, for He is worthy. We praise God for so many things, but we don't even praise Him for Jesus. Some of us don't even want Jesus, but the Bible said He came, hallelujah, that we might be saved. He came that we can live an abundant life. He came that we could have joy and peace. He came, glory be to God, for the whole world, that all might be saved. His name is Jesus. Glory be to God. Praise God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. We ought to praise it. Hallelujah to Jesus. We ought to praise it. We should never stop praising Him. We should always praise Him, for He's worthy of all of our praises. Hallelujah to the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. We ought to praise God for Jesus. We ought to praise Him, oh God, for His everlasting love. We ought to praise God. Glory be to God. We praise God for many of things, but we don't praise Him for Jesus. We don't praise Him for what He done. We don't praise Him that He laid down His life for us. We don't praise Him. Glory be to God. We ought to praise God. Hallelujah. He deserves our praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We ought to praise Him for salvation. We ought to praise Him for eternal life through the Son. We ought to praise Him, for God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We ought to praise God for Jesus. We ought to praise Him that He sent His only begotten Son. We ought to praise Him because He sent Jesus not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We need to praise God for Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. We ought to praise God for the shedded blood of Lamb. Oh, my God, my God. We ought to praise Him. It opened the door that we might live and have life through the Son of God. Hallelujah. We need to praise God for Jesus. It's okay to pray for things. Yes, it's okay to praise Him for it. Glory be to God, because He's the giver of all things. Hallelujah. Nobody will have nothing without God. Hallelujah. Whether you're just or unjust, everything comes from God. Hallelujah. We need to praise God for Jesus. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. We ought to have a thankful heart. Hallelujah. My God, if it had not been for Jesus, where would we be? Where would we be? Hallelujah, because we're all born in sin. Glory be to God. All have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. We ought to thank God for Jesus. We need to thank Him for the Savior, the Christ that was born, that lived, died, and rose again. He was the firstborn of the dead. Glory be to God. He came that we might live through Him. We ought to praise God for Jesus. Glory be to God. We ought to praise Him for Jesus. Hallelujah. We ought to praise Him for Jesus. When we wake up in the morning, we ought to praise God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We ought to praise him for Jesus. My God, my God. We need to praise him. Hallelujah. We praise him for many things. But we never say, I thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We don't praise him for Jesus. Glory be to God. We need to praise him for Jesus. We need to praise him for the Savior that was born that we might live in him. What an awesome God that we serve, that he sent Jesus, the Son of the living God, that we might live through him. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I gotta pray down in my spirit to praise God for Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. If it wasn't for Jesus, you wouldn't have what we celebrate as Christmas. Because without him, there's no Christmas. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We ought to glorify and praise God for Jesus every day of our lives. Because in him, there's deliverance, healing of the body and the mind. There's deliverance in his holy name. That's why we ought to praise God for Jesus, because there's healing for the mind. It's healing for the soul. It's deliverance for the mind and the soul and the body. Glory be to God. It's in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. The angels praise him and glorified him. We ought to be glorified. We ought to be like the shepherd and seeking him in all things. Hallelujah, my God, my God. We ought to praise God for Jesus. He is an awesome God that loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son into a world that was full of sin and needed a Savior. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, came in the flesh that we might live through him. Glory be to God, my God. We ought to praise him. We ought to glorify him. We ought to lift up his name, magnify and glorify his name every day. Glory be to God. We ought to have, we got a reason to praise him. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory be to God. I praise God for Jesus, because I know that if it hadn't been for him, where I would be, I would be lost in sin. I would be lost in sin and darkness. And may not have even been in my right mind. I got to praise God for Jesus. Because all that he has done for me, I got to praise him. I don't know about you, but I got to praise God for Jesus. I got to praise him. I got to praise God for Jesus and all that he has done. Not just for me, but for the world. That all might be saved. Healed, delivered, and set free. He came as a Savior for the world. Glory be to God, my God, my God. We got to be like the shepherds. Amen. Glory be to God. We got to be like the shepherds. Hallelujah. We got to be praising God and seeking God. Hallelujah. We ought to be giving him a praise for Jesus, because we wouldn't be where we are today if it had not been for Jesus. If it had not been for Jesus, what would we be? Glory be to God. Where will we be? Think about that. Where will we be if it had not been for Jesus? Glory be to God. If he had not came and paid the price, if he had not came and paid the price for our sin, if he had not laid down his life that we might live, where would we be? We need to praise God for Jesus. My God, my God. Praise God for Jesus, for he is so worthy Oh, all of our praises, glory be to God. I just praise God for Jesus. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. I thank God for Jesus. I praise him for Jesus because I know what God has done for me. I can't tell you what he did for nobody else, but I can tell you what he's done for me. He has delivered me and set me free. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. I am a living testimony of what praise and worship and living right and holiness is before God. Hallelujah. I'm a living, glory be to God, of the living God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. I praise God for Jesus. Hallelujah. If you don't remember nothing else I said today, praise God for Jesus. Because he is the one that came, lived, died, and rose again for the world, that all might receive him. Hallelujah. And it's up to us to receive him, glory be to God. We have to be like the shepherd, hallelujah. We have to seek him, glory be to God, hallelujah. We have to give him a praise, hallelujah, my God, glory be to God, hallelujah. He's worthy of all our praises, hallelujah. If you don't know the Lord, my God, and you don't know Jesus, hallelujah, my God, if you would just say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and honestly repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find you a Bible, believe in church, get you a Bible and begin to read it and develop a relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook. Facebook, Elaine Jackson, if you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. If you need prayer, hallelujah, if you would just press the one, amen, and I will bring you in for prayer. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. We thank God for his word, amen. Glory be to God. There's always a word from the Lord, amen. Glory be to God. I hope and pray that you tune in to Prophet Martha today, amen, the Pathetic Corner, excuse me, at 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. today, Eastern Standard Time, a powerful word from the Lord. Amen, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I want to remind you of the Tuesday night show, One Word from the Lord, with your host, Apostle Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord. Amen. So tune in on Tuesday night to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I also want to remind you of the radio broadcast on Saturday with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Elder is from Faith Comes by Hearing Ministries. Amen. We encourage you to get connected. Amen. To Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. Be a part of what God is doing with the Wild Team. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For if you did not press the one and you need prayer, you can also inbox me on Facebook. Amen. If you need prayer. Or you can inbox me or send me a message through my webpage, which is voiceoftruth@yoda.com, and you can do a prayer request there. Amen. I don't see any callers on the line. Amen. Glory be to God. So I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory be to God. Have a blessed week in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.